From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Jackson, Mississippi made national headlines for failing to keep the water flowing after a winter storm in February left thousands without water for weeks. But even under clear skies, some small rural water providers across the South struggled to deliver clean water reliably. Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports on how one Mississippi provider found a way to change that in one of the poorest parts of the country.
The Mississippi Delta is where George Reynolds calls home. In this small, unincorporated town in Washington County, having running water used to be a coin flip.
And you see where we live in? We're in the rural. You out of water, you out of water.
You know what I mean? What would you do then?
We have to haul some water. You have to go to town or somewhere and get some water.
Lots of rural areas across the country have unreliable, aging water systems, sometimes connecting just a handful of houses across dozens of miles. And as rural populations shrink, there are just fewer customers left to pay for the upkeep. Reynolds' home was on a system with less than 100 customers. But those problems got a lot better in 2017 when his water provider was taken over by a utility called Black Bayou Water Association.
It's like a night and day. Black Bayou tell all the water, come on. That's what I'm saying. The water keep going.
The key to Black Bayou's success? Teamwork. The utility has been connecting the tiny, unsustainable water systems around it for the last 30 years, and it's been doing it more aggressively and successfully than other water providers. Having one larger system lets the company save on costs and pool resources, says Black Bayou Water Association General Manager David Cohen.
Instead of building these people a tank and these here, come right in between and build one.
There are tens of thousands of water providers across the country, and in rural areas like the Deep South, they tend to be more spread out. Almost half of the water utilities across Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana have less than 1,000 customers. Last February, as a winter storm cut across the South, many providers, big and small, lost water.
Not to brag, but Black Bayou didn't lose water pressure.
Actually, a tiny number of his 2,700 customers did lose water, but Cohen says they got it back in half a day. The nearby city of Greenville was under a boil water notice for about a week. Cohen says they've done more than just keep the water reliable. It's also pretty clear, right out of the tap. You drink it just like this?
I drink it just like that, just like this.
Yeah.
The Mississippi Delta is known for its naturally brown, muddy-looking water.
Somebody said one time taking the brown out of this water was like taking the white out of rice. You just can't really do it. But it can be done.
Now, there's still some brown in the water, especially at the very edge of the Black Bayou system where Robert and Lorraine Bagley live. While the color doesn't bother Robert...
I mean, I have no problem drinking.
No, it's not good to drink out of it.
Lorraine is not a fan.
I cook with it, make coffee with it and all that, but when you fill the tub up to give the children a bath, it's not clear at all. It looks like it's dirty or something.
They both stick to drinking bottled water. The Bagleys and other Black Bayou customers also have higher water bills than some of their neighbors. Yes, when rural water systems team up, they usually become more efficient. But Cohen says clean, reliable drinking water still isn't cheap.
Mississippi needs to wake up. We have had cheap water for years and years.
Cohen says the water bills Black Bayou gives out each month are probably about $20 more expensive than from neighboring utilities. Again, this is in the Mississippi Delta, one of the poorest parts of the country. But Black Bayou customer George Reynolds says he doesn't mind paying.
I wish it was cheaper, you know, but like I said, we need the water, so it is what it is.
Alabama says since the 90s, it's cut its number of water utilities in half with Black Bayou-style mergers. But water infrastructure experts say a lot of rural areas do not want to do that. They just don't like handing over control of their water to outside groups. Communities usually don't give in and connect until their water system becomes so broken with so few customers left to pay, there's no other option left. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Basaha.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership between WBHM, Mississippi Public Broadcasting, and WWNO in New Orleans.